When President Bush addresses the nation on Iraq tonight, he's expected to announce a jobs program costing as much as $1 billion. So far, the United States has committed more than $21 billion to Iraq's reconstruction. That's according to Keith Crane. He's a senior economist at the RAND Corporation. In 2003, he was an advisor to the Coalition Provisional Authority. And most recently, he advised the Iraq Study Group on Iraq's economy and reconstruction. Good morning.
Good morning.
What about the Iraqi government? Does it have its own budget, and how much has that been spent on reconstruction projects?
The Iraqi government obviously has benefited from the big boom in oil prices over the last year, and they have a budget which is almost totally reliant on oil revenues. That's well over $30 billion. Much of that is spent, of course, employing Iraqis in the government and elsewhere, but a big chunk of that is earmarked for reconstruction, and they've done a very poor job of spending that money out. In fact, compared to our own efforts, the Iraqi efforts should be at least equal or probably double what we would spend on reconstruction. Last year, 2006, it could be as much as $10 billion left unspent, which would be more than the U.S. had pumped into the economy.
When you say left unspent, meaning earmarked, not used, sitting in the bank waiting to be spent?
No, it's been appropriated. The big problem is contracting. Iraq has very complicated contracting procedures. Usually you have to have 12 signatures or so to sign off on a project. And to complicate matters, they try to clamp down on corruption and they will actually throw people in jail. So people are both fearful of signing off. And secondly, you have this huge line of signatures you need in order to get a project to go ahead for even very small amounts of money.
Right. So it's not incompetence so much as, in a sense, red tape.
Red tape, and then, of course, 12 signatures gives 12 individuals an opportunity to ask for a handout as well.
Huh. Now, early on, the Bush administration said that Iraq's oil revenues would pay for reconstruction. Clearly, that never happened, but is it even in sight?
I would argue yes. In fact, I'd strongly advise against the United States spending really a nickel on reconstruction anymore. Our efforts should really be focused on trying to improve how the Iraqi government works, everything from contracting to trying to figure out how many people work for the government or running payroll. There's enough money there now, especially where oil prices are now, that they can start on reconstruction. And then if, as they get their act together, most of our allies had provided assistance in the form of loans, and the Iraqis really haven't tapped those loans yet.
President Bush is expected to announce a jobs program for Iraqis. Does Iraq need a jobs program when it comes to its economy?
Iraq is a poor country. On the other hand, the figures that you see of 60% unemployment are totally baseless. The United Nations Development Program went in and did a massive survey. Their unemployment figure was 10.5% in this 2004. Most of the indicators indicate that unemployment has fallen since then. The point is, though, is not the numbers. The Iraqis have occupations like stonemasons, construction workers, day laborers, so they don't really have a 9-to-5 job where they get a paycheck every month. And I think this is a big misconception both in the Iraqi government and the states, is that you're going to be putting people into 9-to-5 jobs. That's not going to happen.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Well, you're very welcome.
Keith Crane is senior economist at the RAND Corporation. He was an advisor to the Iraq Study Group on Iraq's economy and reconstruction.